Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blea Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Goslin chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Melillo. Melillo fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Melillo. Faber moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Faber scores. Blue moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a line drive towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up Kress. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Faber hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Jim Levy. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Tom Jenkins now playing right field. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Faber is hit by the pitch. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Faber moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Faber moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.